Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there. Welcome back.
All right, guys. So as always, check in daily just to see. There should be new videos up on one or two channels as we try to keep up with them on a daily basis. We were just talking about some major changes going on in the weather variety, the engineering variety of a geokind.
Those are fun words, fun vocabulary words today, kids.
Yeah, you know, so you have to ask yourself, it feels like the powers that be, they must think that our IQs are going backwards. They must think that. I mean, because what they talk, the way they talk, it's like they're talking to children that they just want to dismiss. Let's listen to 46 here.
Material. Next year,
Corvette. What were you thinking?
I'm going to get a chance to speak on all of this, God willing, soon. But as I said earlier this week, people, and by the way, my Corvette's in a locked garage. Okay? So it's not like they're sitting out in the street.
So this
but anyway.
Was in a locked garage.
Yes, as well as my Corvette. But as I said earlier this week, people know I take classified documents and classified material seriously. I also said we're cooperating fully and completely with the Justice Department's review. As part of that process, my lawyer has reviewed other places where documents of my, from my time as vice president were stored, and they finished the review last night. They discovered a small number of documents of classified markings and storage areas in file cabinets in my home and my personal library. This was done in the case of the Biden Penn Center. The Department of Justice was immediately, notified, and the lawyers arranged for the Department of Justice to take possession of the document. So you're going to see, we're going to see all this unfold. I'm confident. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. You know, mumbling, bumbling, stumbling, you know, again, this one says he's had too many, you know, boosts. Yeah. You know, it's a case of all being orchestrated. So what's the purpose? Well, the purpose for part of it is, you know, again, now this is going to tick off everybody on the right and in the middle, you know, and it's just going to be, again, more of that big divide. Also, it, you know, perhaps it paves a way. Some were speculating that, you know, okay, so maybe he won't run because, again, he can't run to the bathroom. This is just, you know, ridiculous, assuming that he makes any significant decisions. You know, again, we're pulling away that curtain from the great and mighty Wizard of Oz. Listen to this.
Well, let me be very clear. If any of these bills make it to my desk, I will veto them.
And that's talking about where the Republicans are going to want to repeal the 87,000 IRS agents. And so he says,
clear. If any of these bills make it to my desk, I will veto them.
You know, it's all something of a setup in some way, shape, or form. It's like, oops, the horses are out of the barn, you know, and it's like, why bother with the doors at all anymore? And this is just a case where they've done this over and over and over, and then there's some major accident, and they're going to say, oh, well, it's because of our fumbling, bubbling president. It's not like it was something that was planned. Yeah.
Everything is planned. You know, this is from September 3rd. 2021, and it's a repost, I guess, from 7th of April, 2021, and it's talking about this WEF Carnegie Cyber Policy Initiative, which was calling for a merger of all Wall Street banks, regulators, intelligence agencies as necessary to confront an alleged imminent cyber attack that will collapse the existing financial system. So back in 2020, WEF and Carnegie Endowment for International Peace co-produced a report that warned that global financial system was increasingly vulnerable to cyber attacks. And of course, you know, if you've been watching what was happening, we had a cyber attack that grounded every plane in the country for the first time since 9/11. Again, all this is telling us what they're going to do before they tell it and saying, see, we told you. We told you, you know, hey, that was 3 years ago, 4 years ago, we told you. And here it is. And here you see Royal Mail unable to send letters and parcels overseas after cyber incident. Royal Mail told customers sending parcels abroad it's facing severe service disruption due to a cyber incident. They ask customers temporarily stop submitting any export items into the network while they try to resolve the issue. Canada suffers the same mysterious air system outage as the U.S., delaying more flights. Oh, it's so mysterious. No, it's not. It's pretty obvious. Again, we go way back to when the government was warning us. Gosh, I don't remember the year now. I'm going to have to look. We did a video on it, on evolutionary, that was pretty big. Yeah, it's not in these top ones, but it's basically they told us six months without the grid. You guys remember, right? You got to be ready for 6 months without the grid because, you know, it might happen. And now they don't want the grid down for long. That's for sure. That's how they control us, is through the technology. So again, it's the case where, you know, they'll throw things out there and yeah, there will be disruptions. Again, US and NATO have a certain fate that they have planned for us. And for us, it's going to be a very tough ride. Because we're going to have to go through basically two different types of invasions. And the first one is not far off. And technically, it's already started. Hackers access Guardian staff and their salary and passport information. This is the Guardian newspaper. Again, what's happening is everything is being handed off to the fine dining ware country, which in reality is handing it off to Klaus & Co., which in reality is just a complete takeover by those that we would call the Ijiji and the Anunnaki, the draconian AI interface. And again, this is really hard for most people to process because, you know, again, you still have almost half the world that doesn't believe that there's extraterrestrial life out there. There is, you know, definitively and conclusively. Now, we know what we know and we share what we know. It's not something that we think. We're sharing what we know with you guys. And we understand that many of you know this too. You've had direct experiences and you just know. FBI search, U.S. escalates global fight over Chinese police outposts. Well, you know, in reality, the alphabet soups, they all work together when you get to the highest echelon. So, yeah, there are people in the FBI, there are people in the CIA that don't realize the true power structure of the planet. And so they're diligently going about their job, and they might think that they are protecting us all the time. You know, MI6 over in UK and other groups, you know, back in the Soviet Union days, there were people in the KGB that, you know, felt they were protecting the motherland. Hey, there were SS, you know, people in Hitler's, you know, time and place thought the same. We are doing a noble thing, is what humanity always is given. But is it really noble? And what is really going on? This is, again, the systematic dissolution of any sort of illusion of freedom that they are now doing. Because, again, when we do have that one CCP-style system that's implemented, there's no more illusion of freedom. Now, obviously, in the U.S., we're not going to accept it. So, again, that's why you see everything going on that you do see. And many NATO countries won't accept it as well. Many, many people will, as many people are still oblivious to what's going on. You know, as the zombie apocalypse unveils itself and we start to realize that the zombies have been walking amongst us this whole time.
Mm-hmm. They have. They really have. And that's the sad part, because people who are out there holding together this construct, it's simply a case of you don't know what you don't know. You know, you don't know something because you don't even have an inkling that there might be something wrong. You're busy doing what a lot of people do, taking pride in that in which you believe is protecting a lot of people, when reality they're the glue that keeps the system together. So, I mean, people should be allowed that understanding of taking pride in what they do, but shouldn't it be made known exactly how this control system is being glued together? It's a matter of really education and people being so busy in their daily lives that they don't have time to sit and look at things behind the scenes and weigh things and build their understanding, build their intuition, so they can pick up little inklings of things and say, well, maybe I should go check this out. And hey, what about that? And oh my gosh, ask that question. You know, that's a tough question, but we need to ask certain questions.
Absolutely, and so many are still holding out hope that we could just somehow get back to a pre-plague upon the land normal, but it's not going to ever be that. What's going to happen is, you know, those that really, really love the modern life and the lifestyle will accept whatever they need to keep going on in this existence. And then there are those that are going to really, truly value their freedom, and even to the point where they are stepping back into the past, so to speak, in order to have that freedom, as there's going to be basically two paths that we have to walk. Here you have Republicans walking out as Katie Hobbs reiterates her support for access to abortion in her first Secretary of the State speech. Yeah, and again, this is the controller system that we find ourselves in, and that inability to change the controller system is because, you know, it is the controller system. And so here we have, climate crisis has taken another victim. Yeah, you know, it's a sad fact what the realization of what's been going on, and the realization is still not hitting the masses completely. If it did, well, we would be seeing far more chaos than we are seeing.
Brought to you by Pfizer. CBS Health Watch, sponsored by Pfizer. Anderson Cooper 360, brought to you by Pfizer. ABC News Nightline. Brought to you by Pfizer. Making a difference. Brought to you by Pfizer. CNN Tonight. Brought to you by Pfizer. Early Start. Brought to you by Pfizer. Friday night on Aaron Burnett Out Front. Brought to you by Pfizer. This Week with George Stephanopoulos is brought to you by Pfizer. Today's countdown to the royal wedding is brought to you by Pfizer.
And now a CBS Sports Update brought to you by Pfizer.
Meet the Press data download brought to you by Pfizer. This portion of CBS This Morning sponsored by Pfizer.
On how to find the hidden sugars in the American family diet. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Bill Gates' advice on how to combat mistrust in science at 60MinutesOvertime.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
You really need to get vaccinated.
You know, COVID vaccines are now available for children 5 years and older. And the more people who get them...
Yeah.
You know, it's really devastating to look at and watch humanity and watch what's happening. And I mean, it's so common now that they have the ability to throw together something like this and make jokes of it, you know. But it's sometimes it's the reality in which we have to wake up to, and it can be hard and it can be cold.
Yeah, and you know, we still get people saying you got to look at this, and you know, we don't need to look at any of it. We've known what's going on the whole time. We understood totally what was coming, and you know, it's still hard to handle. You know, even when you know just how dark the agenda is, it's still hard to believe that it could be possible. But yet, we're not talking about, again, humanity doing this of its own accord upon itself. There is obviously, again, just look at the system that's in place. You know, the controllers, the true controllers, are a virus. They are a virus. They are a parasite. And this is what they are. And look at how they destroy the earth. And now all of a sudden they want to save the earth. Really? No. Again, it's using whatever tools are at their disposal at any time. And coming up against the system is like coming up against a brick wall in many ways. And can the system be changed from the inside? I don't think you could change the system from the inside. It's just going to have to be removing yourself from the system in order to take part in something totally, totally different. They're not going to be able to control the whole planet, and they can't control the whole planet. They've told us this in their ancient scriptures, in these legends. There's just too many humans. There's too many humans on this planet. You know, we outnumber them. And again, they use us. It's all right there. They use us to police ourselves. So when you see these stats, like 17% of teenagers had heart symptoms after their, you know, PFIs or second, ouch. Yeah, we more than get it. We understand, and we understand what the world's going to look like with just what has already happened. We can change timelines. If we can wake up enough of the zombies, we can really change timelines in a very, very significant way. So from February 2021 to March 2022, millennials experienced the equivalent of a Vietnam War with more than 60,000 excess deaths. That's 12 years to kill the same amount of people that we saw die in 12 months, and that number is not even close to the reality. It's not even close to the reality. It's such an understatement of the reality. And this is everywhere. This is in Bihar. You know, again, we know what's going on. As you see this is a husband showing a picture of his wife that's no longer with him to raise their little guy. And you know what happened? You know, it's actually right there on her death certificate. Died due to complications. This was the AZ. You know what? You know, so he's going to be raising the little guy by himself, and her family helping. And don't forget that 45 was not pro you know what. He made this statement: when I was growing up, autism wasn't really a factor, he told the South Florida Sun Sentinel in 2007. Now all of a sudden it's an epidemic. His theory is the ouches. We're given these massive ouches at one time, and I really think it does something to the children. And then all of a sudden, he was proud of bringing it out. What changed? He walked into the brick wall. He walked into the system and realized, you know, you can't change this system. Because the power behind the system is so big and vast, it blows human minds. Yet we can remove ourselves from the system. Do you remember, because I remember so clearly, that day he met with Obama, and he came out looking pale as a ghost. He looked like he had peed and pooped in his pants. He looked like he was going to vomit. He was so terrified. You could read the terror on his face.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what happens when someone comes in that close of contact with some of these controlling beings. It's like your frequency is forced to change and you literally get very, very sick, get very, very pale. Your energy body becomes totally different, and you can feel it when somebody experiences that.
Can you find eggs here or there? Can you find them anywhere? And will you pay $7.61 for that dozen right there? Free range happy eggs. You know, we still have, my last trip to the store, it didn't look bad, really. I mean, if you're a meat eater, it didn't look good. But if you weren't eating meat, it didn't look too bad. We finally had organic celery back, and I bought almost every one of them. I left like a handful. Because organic celery is so important, and we juice it. We don't eat a ton of celery. We juice it. It is such a great detox. Like yesterday, we started the day with organic celery, two heads of organic celery, ginger, turmeric, maca, Siberian ginseng, half a cantaloupe, and some protein powder, and some chia seeds for fiber and healthy fats. And in reality, you know, again, I don't think we need as many calories as we have been told. I don't think we need to eat as often, especially in these times, because we're being overloaded with toxins that are going to build up and cause cancer. So intermittent fasting is most definitely something to do on a regular basis, along with regular juice fasting, which can be very, very powerful, as well as water fasting. And when we say water fasting, black coffee is okay, green tea, herbal teas are fine. And again, every person is a unique individual. Now, if you have been eating really, really clean, you might be able to handle a 24, 48, or 72-hour water fast just fine. If you've been eating McDonald's and garbage and eating maybe more than you really have to, you might find that you feel like death even after 12 to 16 hours of not eating. Again, it's a matter of the toxic overload that we have in our system.
Right. You know, and the body really, really feels that. Once that toxic stuff starts to leave the system, you know, you tend to get headaches, you might get dry mouth, you might even get nauseous. You know, that's from the toxic overload.
And we've really been doing a lot more of making sure that we're top-notch with keeping up with our system. And I'm watching my wife reverse the years every day. She's just getting more beautiful in my eyes. And I see the clarity in her eyes. You know, her eyes are very clear. And that's also, that's an indicator of health. Iridology. We had done a video on EE Arts talking to a naturopath, herbalist, and a person that specializes in iridology, because we could look into the iris and it'll reflect what's going on in the body. Now, not me and Cindy personally, but we do look into the energy body and see what's going on in the body. Because in normal times, most disease is emotional in nature. And it manifests first in the energy body, and then it will affect the organ systems in the body over time. So it's important to process our emotions. Russia blasts France for arming Ukraine. Paris should not shy away from taking responsibility for prolonging the conflict, Moscow has said. Yeah, we are literally, I would say, you know, at the very least, you know, we're just months away from this blasting out into that open WW3. Now, it could be any time. It could be tomorrow. Or I still think, though, that they want certain things to happen. I actually feel we'll have, before it comes to the shores in the U.S. or maybe even in most NATO countries, I want to say most NATO countries, because, I mean, something could happen in Poland anytime. Something could happen up in the Baltics anytime. Something could happen in, you know, Armenia, Kosovo could flare up. You know, Greece and Turkey could happen at any time. There's so many different spots where things could happen. But as far as that big red dawn scenario, I do think we will see a major quote-unquote earth change event or two happen in the U.S. before that happens. And I think that's what they've been trying to do with everything that we're seeing that's happening on the West Coast. Poland explains decision to send Western-made tanks to Ukraine. Warsaw wants not only to supply Kiev, but to push others to do the same. Yeah, and we know there's so many troops from so many nations right there already killing each other. And it's, again, a case of humanity being pitted against each other while the true controllers look back and, you know, place bets. Just like the Roman Colosseum. Thumbs up, thumbs down. This is how they operate. Japan starts construction of a military base on Kagoshima's uninhabited island. Reports say as China is also flexing their muscles in regards to Taiwan. You know, there's been war gaming done as well on what it's going to look like and, you know, be massive damages. Massive damages is exactly what the controllers want because, again, you could look to the Guidestones in Georgia that talk about 500 million. And, you know, I mysteriously, my copy of the book, that has also from John Campbell, I think it was the Council of 300. I got to try to tear everything apart to find this because it just disappeared because I've been wanting to share some of this with you guys. Because again, this book is like 40 plus years old. And it says that ultimately the population that they want is 500 million to 1 billion. That's it.
Mm-hmm. And they're not messing around either. You know, I mean, it sounds... We think with our minds, you know, how could anyone be so mean or evil? But they're out there. These kind of beings, they're out there. And that's how they think. They do things and they set up what might appear to be little accidents. And, you know, their control mechanisms come into play. So it is really sad, but it is a big game for them. And if we do not look out for ourselves, if we do not do everything in our power to take care of ourselves, don't worry. They have a path for you to take. But I've seen it and don't like it.
So I will link this PDF, and this is from the CIA.gov library, by the way. And it's The Conspirators Hierarchy, the Story of the Committee of 300. I didn't pull out the exact spot, but I will give you the PDF and then we'll work on talking about this again. We did talk about this in a video before and referenced this a few times. So this is, again, another instance where, you know, a long time ago, okay, so this was 91 right here that this is written, and he wrote this over the course of a pretty good period of time. Talking about, again, same thing that we see with the many other sources, including those Georgia Guidestones, the DEA GEL numbers. Yeah, you know, the DEA GEL numbers is a starting place. That's a reference point. That's 2025 reference point. We are in 2023. We have like 23 and a half months, you know, at that point, to get to that one point. And here we are sitting with 333 million people in the US, and they say there's going to be 99 million. You know, there's going to be a lot of rapid escalation going on with everything that's out there. So yeah, the Vietnam War is nothing in comparison to what's going on right now. Nothing, nothing. After all, this is the GREAT set. Yeah. This is the big one. This is the big one. It's not just about financial. It's not just about digital currency. It's not just about carbon credits. You know, those are all just markers. They're actually small in the bigger scheme of things. And the war that they're trying to manifest. And they will be able to pull it off because it's still, they have the armies. They have the technology. They have enough zombies to carry out their will. As you see, this is from a Chinese government official. We applaud the Papua New Guinea government's announcement of closing the Papua New Guinea trade office in Taiwan. Yeah, you know, power is shifting. It'll be fully shifted come like 2046, and then it's going to shift again. So by the time we get to 2035, you know, the illusion is gone. And you know what the real state of the world is. And Macron will not apologize for the French colonization of Algeria. Why? Because he works for people that believe in slavery. They believe in slavery. Their words are always the exact opposite of the reality. And they are slave masters. And they've given this to us. They've told us. And here again, we can go over to a famous quote. There it is. And really, look at the wording closely. Colossians 3:22. Slaves, obey your earthly masters. Slaves, obey your earthly masters in everything. Not only to please them while they are watching, but with sincerity of the heart in fear of, now that word really is the mighty ones, the fear of the mighty ones, the powerful ones, the fear of those that come from the sky. That tells you everything right there. So in other words, humans, obey your controllers, obey your Macrons, obey your Newsoms, your Bidens, obey your Putins, obey your Xi Jinpings, your Joseph Stalins, your Maos, it goes on and on. Because ultimately, you fear the mighty ones that are not from here.
Mm-hmm. And this comes out of the book, one of the most sold books on the planet that they have given us to read and go by word for word, given us to make sure that we stay in alignment to those things that they need us to do. And again, you know, they're using our human nature and our want and desire to believe in something good, to believe in something bigger than ourselves. And they've harnessed that energy too. Only way is to just back out of it completely. It takes some time to re-educate yourself. It takes time to go through this information. It takes time to awaken, to find your spiritual place. So that's why we're harping on it now. Now we have time still.
Yeah, and that is number one by a mile, as far as number one most published book of all time. You know, and enough copies pretty much for every man, woman, and child on the planet. So, you know, again, this is all about...
...in Sweden are already developing and volunteering to have chips injected into their hands.
At a recent tech conference, Hannes Sjöblad explained how a microchip implanted in his hand makes his life easier.
It makes his life easier, and it's also going to make the lives easier of the several hundred that will be arriving in the planet to oversee the smart cities. Because again, the power structure is that way. So when you read like the Book of Enoch, for instance, and you hear about the couple hundred fallen angels that decide to come down and cohabitate with humans and stuff, again, there's a lot of distortion in everything. You know, they're not angels, but angel literally translates to messenger. But yet there are angels, which are non-physical beings that have light bodies and are very high frequency, and they're in service to the creator of this universe and of Source. These beings are not angels. They're not angels at all. These are intergalactic slave traders. That's who they are, and that's what they do. And Earth is one of their prison planets when we are in these Kali Yugas. So what do we got to do? Well, obviously, you know, if you want to be free from your master, you don't want to chip yourself so your master can find you anywhere. Hello, you know, I mean, if a dog had an abusive master, that dog would probably try to tear that chip out if it could find it and reach it, if it understood where that chip was. And see what we do with humans. As humans, is we chip our dogs. So if they get lost, we'll still find them. This is what they're doing. They're chipping their humans so that their humans can escape from them. As you see, this little guy, he's too caught up in the technology. He needs to take more time and be a real kitty and get out there and play. Put down the laptop, kitty. Get out in nature. Nature, nature, like we used to do. We used to... You know, I remember just as soon as I could. I mean, I was out on my bike. I was out in the neighborhood. We were running, playing, climbing trees. We were out playing in the rivers and the ponds and lakes. And, you know, just being out there, being part of nature. And, you know, it really was pre Nintendo and Atari when I was this age, growing up in the 70s mostly. You know, Cindy can relate. She's like a decade younger than me and far more beautiful than me, so that's for sure.
He's so prejudiced.
Well, I'm just captivated.
Charming.
Charming, though.
She's going backwards, I'm telling you. And that's what we have gotten to, is that, you know, we're given all these messages and signals, and the light from the sun, light is knowing, it's information, it's coming in, it's hitting our DNA. It is changing us. It is changing us in a positive way. And if there was none of this interference for somebody that was born, say, now, at this time period, and we didn't have this system in place, they would probably live several hundred years. They really would. The reason why people are not living so long is the system. It is. It's everything that we're eating, drinking, and exposed to. This is why. And the technology as well. You'll feel much better when you get out into nature.
You know, the medical system is just so wrong. I mean, that just really gets us to where we're backing things up. We're putting a Band-Aid on something, but we're not allowing the energy to resolve itself. So it's sitting there spinning, trying to resolve, trying to resolve, trying to resolve. And ultimately, you just have a huge block. You end up with a huge block. And that makes it so things are not very congruent in your life. So that's why we really need to look into healing with an open-ended understanding that we are going to heal, not just take this pill every day for the rest of our lives. That's not working. You know, we need to get good and healthy and eat things that are good for us and have fun doing it. There's a fun way to eat healthy, I promise you. And it could taste really good. Like this guy, he can't get enough of apple peel. And that apple probably came off of their tree in their yard and just loaded with nutrients. And it's fun for both of them.
You know, even the organic produce doesn't taste like I remember it. And the nutritional value is so much less. It's like a tenth of what it was 100 years ago because of the way we make food and the way we don't take care of the land. If you take care of the land will take care of you. Mother Nature wants to take care of you. You're a part of her. You're one of her cells. It would be crazy not to want to support us. But we live as a parasite because the beings that give us this control system are parasites. They are viruses. They are parasitic. They are bottom-dwelling low-life scum. And that's just the nature of it. They are. They're that nasty stuff on the bottom of a barrel that you just can't scrub away fast enough. And this, you know, again, the guides even refer to them as bottom feeders. They are bottom feeders. So, you know, again, you got to set your priorities. And, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong. Me don't think there's anything wrong with, and some might have a problem with it, but if you do have a small farm and you do have some goats and you show them love and you feed them like they're part of the family, and then, you know, you milk them and you make your own you know, cheese and things like that from the goat's milk, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. And, you know, traditionally in the Vedic way of doing things, you know, cow was viewed as sacred. You wouldn't really kill a cow. And you wouldn't eat a cow, and they don't, as far as traditionally. But again, all that impacts our karma, and it does lower our vibrations. Now, while meat might be good for the physical body up to a certain point, we're also changing. And we are becoming higher frequency, higher vibrational. We're getting less dense. And boy, is there a lot of people that need to get less dense on this planet quick. You know, no pun intended. But maybe there was. But anyway, living in a harmonic, symbiotic nature, taking care of nature, nature will take care of you.
For sure.
Absolutely. So guys, as always, thanks for your support on Ko-Fi and Patreon. May you guys be blessed by the creator of this universe. Maybe I could ask Cindy, can she give us a ding or two? Because there were so many people out there that responded positively. to the Dings. So let us take the time to do that and send out our love and energy and positive vibes to all of you guys and all of yours.
Yes, hold that thought.
Namaste.
Namaste.